There's a word in our passage today that appears again and again. A word that leaves no room for negotiation, no space for half-hearted effort. That word is must. Not should, not try to, not when you feel like it must. Peter writes with divine authority, for the one who desires life and to love and see good days must keep his tongue from evil and his lips from speaking deceit. He must turn away from evil and do good. He must seek peace and pursue it. This is not a suggestion from a life coach. This is the non-negotiable requirement for anyone who truly desires to experience the fullness of life and the blessing of God. Peter begins with a universal longing, the one who desires life and to love and see good days. Who among us doesn't want that? We all want real life, abundant life, meaningful life. We all want good days, days filled with peace, joy, purpose, and the presence of God. But here's the truth. Desiring the blessing is not enough. Many people want the results without the requirements. They want the harvest without the planting, the victory without the battle, the crown without the cross. But Peter makes it clear, if you want the blessing, there are things you must do. God's blessings are not arbitrary. They are connected to obedience and flow from a life aligned with his righteousness. Must keep his tongue from evil and his lips from speaking deceit. The first must concerns our speech. James 3:5-6 tells us that the tongue is a small part of the body, but it is a fire, a world of evil, capable of corrupting the whole body and setting the whole course of one's life on fire. How many relationships have been destroyed by careless words? How many reputations have been ruined by gossip and slander? Peter says if you want to see good days, you must guard your tongue. No gossip, no lying, no slander, no twisting of truth to manipulate or deceive. But here's the reality. We cannot control our tongue in our own strength. Jesus said in Matthew 12:34, out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks. This is the key. You cannot have a pure tongue with an impure heart if our lips are guarded and we speak righteousness. Then our heart must be pure and free of evil. And the only way for that to happen is for Christ to be at the center of our heart. This isn't about behavior modification, it's about heart transformation. When Christ dwells in your heart by faith, when the Holy Spirit fills and controls you, then and only then can your tongue obey. This is why we must daily surrender to Jesus, daily die to self, daily be filled afresh with the Spirit. A tongue controlled by the flesh will destroy, but a tongue surrendered to the Spirit will bring life. He must turn away from evil and do good. This is a two-part command. Turn away from evil. Repentance is not optional. You cannot hold on to sin and expect God's blessing. To turn away means a decisive break, removing yourself from environments, relationships, habits, and entertainment that lead you into sin. Do good, but it's not enough to stop doing wrong. You must actively do what is right. Love your neighbor, serve sacrificially, give generously, speak truth in love. Walk in integrity. Christianity is not passive. It is an active pursuit of righteousness and holiness. He must seek peace and pursue it. Notice the intensity here, seek and pursue. This isn't casual. This is intentional, aggressive pursuit, peace with God, peace with others, peace in your own heart. Romans 12:18 says, if possible, so far as it depends on you, live peaceably with all. Are you a peacemaker or a troublemaker? Do you stir up conflict or seek reconciliation? Do you hold grudges or extend forgiveness? God calls us to be agents of peace in a world full of division and strife. For the eyes of the Lord are toward the righteous and his ears attend to their prayer. What a glorious promise. When you live according to these musts, when your heart is pure and your life is surrendered, God sees you, he watches over you with favor. He leans in to hear your prayers. You have his attention, his affection, his ear. This is the life of blessing, the favor and presence of Almighty God. But the face of the Lord is against those who do evil. This is a sobering reality. God is not indifferent to sin. His favor and blessing are set against those who practice evil. You cannot live in willful rebellion and expect God's blessing. James 4:6 says, God opposes the proud but gives grace to the humble. If you're living in disobedience, it's not too late. Repent, turn back, surrender to Christ. Let us pray, Father. We thank you for your word that pierces our hearts. Forgive us for careless speech, for harboring evil in our hearts, for living half-heartedly. Cleanse us, transform us. Put Christ at the center of our hearts so that our lips and our lives may honor you. We desire life. We desire good days. We desire your favor. Help us to walk in obedience by your grace and power.